Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have joining me on the phone right now Ann Emmerich, who is anchor and reporter at WLNS-TV6 in Lansing. Good evening, Ann. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's so nice to talk to you. We have worked together in various capacities over the years.
Yes, we have.
Here's just one more. I'm excited about a new project you have going on. It's called Six in the City, and I say that very carefully.
Yes, you do. You have to do that.
Tell us about this new project and what it's going to help everybody bring to light.
Well, I think it's a great way to showcase what we have here at TV6, which is a wide variety of women anchors. We have six women anchors anchoring in every one of our shows, and each one in a different show in a different capacity, and we all come from various stages of life, and we all happen to like each other, and we're friends. So someone came up with the idea of, why don't we do a talk show where we can share new ideas and talk about the things that we don't get the chance to talk about on the news and maybe go in depth on things that people are interested in hearing about. So came this idea.
Well, and that's how good ideas are born, aren't they? What kind of things are you going to take a look at? I know you've worked on the very first one, and we're filming it yesterday, and it's to air on May 2nd, I believe.
It airs Monday at 7 o'clock, and we taped it at Perspective 2 in Old Town. And they did a beautiful job. It's really visually interesting. And we invited all of our moms, and we're so fortunate that every single one of our moms was able to be there. So because Mother's Day is, you know, that week, we thought, what a way to celebrate Mother's Day by kicking off this show with our moms and talking about, you know, them and honoring them and kind of them giving you a little bit of a flavor of us as well.
we may get some insight as to how all of the women of Channel 6 turned out the way they have, huh?
Yeah, you'll get a little sneak peek at that.
It sounds good. That is rather extraordinary for everybody to have their mom. What a wonderful thing.
Yes, and, you know, it was really special when we left. I thought, you know, how special is this that we can all be in one room together at the same time? I mean, it's challenging enough for us anchors to see each other because we don't. You know, we all work such different schedules. Just the six of us to be together and then for our moms to be there, it was really a special day.
Well, it certainly will be, and it'll be a good reminder for us all. I'm wondering, did you discover some things about your mother that you didn't know yourself in taping the special?
Well, I know my mom pretty well. She just moved into the area. I grew up in Detroit, so my parents have been in Detroit until the last year. They moved up here when my dad retired, and so I've always been close with my mom, and she really never surprises me. she's very comfortable. You know, my father was in television for 40 years, so she's been around it, and she was pretty comfortable talking, and, you know, she's just very comfortable with herself and somebody I really admire, so I was honored to have her on the show.
Well, and since you kind of introduced it, why don't you tell the folks who your father is? I know, but we'll let you introduce him.
Well, he's Jerry Hodak from WXIZ-TV in Detroit. He retired last September, so we're fortunate enough to have him up here in East Lansing now. My mom and dad live here, and I have three boys, and my dad loves to play golf with the boys and spend time and go to baseball games, football games, and the like. So it's really been nice to have them up here.
So if you see him wandering around, it's not an illusion. Yep, that's him. That's him.
Yep, that's him.
That's the two of them.
We'll go out to dinner. Actually, more people will recognize him than they recognize me sometimes.
I know your ego can handle that, Anne.
It sure can. I have no problem with that.
I am sure of it. And what I also like about the special is having been in that position as well, having been a television anchor, you try so hard to tell a good story, and you're often limited to a minute and a half to 2.5 minutes to tell that story in. So the availability of having some time to really stretch it out and really get into the meat of the story has got to be exciting to you as well.
It is. And, you know, we get to meet, as you know, you get to meet so many interesting people here in the Lansing area. And when we do tell a story, we take little snippets of what they have to say, and we keep the newsy end going. On the show Monday, you'll be able to meet Kathy George, who in sports we cover her. She's the head volleyball coach at MSU. But she's also a mom of two teenage boys, and she's juggling career, her community obligations, and her boys, who are very active athletes. So she's just a really interesting person, and we were able to sit down and talk with her about how she balances all of it. Because we all have struggles, you know, and it's nice to hear that other people are struggling too and kind of share ideas on how she makes it work for her family.
Well, absolutely. One of the other things that'll be fun is this is not just a one-time special. This is a show that's being put together, and will air probably once a month.
That's the plan. We already have our second show in the works. Each anchor is going to take the lead role in deciding the content of the show or the theme, so to speak. And Sherry Jones will take the next month, and she's going to profile some very interesting women. We have a lot of police chiefs who are now women in the area, so powerful women. And so that'll be the focus of the show in June, and then I'll take the next show in July. And I've got some ideas I'm plugging away on, but I've got a little bit of time. So.
You got a little lead time on this one, don't you? What are some of the things that you're enjoying about just the different aspect of doing a show like this? Just the being able to dig in a little deeper and tell a good story?
I think it's more relaxed. You can bring people in for interviews and kind of just really reveal who they are, as opposed to putting together a pre-produced package where you're using sound bites and it's a minute and a half long. This really allows us to do some interesting things. Perspective 2 has a beautiful kitchen, and we actually did a kitchen segment with a Mother's Day treat with Chef Villegas, which was kind of neat. So really, the sky's the limit. This show is one of those shows we're thinking outside the box. What can we do different? And I think what's really fun about it is that all of us anchors work on different shows, and we see each other in the hall and ask about families and how are you doing and this and that. But here we really get to work together, and I think it's really cool because you learn from others. You know, it's just invaluable to be able to really work together on something, and all of us have an interest in it, and we all care about it.
I'm just impressed that your news director, Jam Sardar, was able to get you all in one space at one time.
It has been a challenge. We have meetings, and not everyone makes the meetings sometimes, but, you know, we communicate well in getting everyone on the same page. But, yeah, I think getting a group shot of us, that was, we tried it. It never happened, so that's still in the works.
There you go. You mentioned Perspective 2 Studio in Old Town. The venue's pretty incredible as well.
It really is a nice venue, and it looks beautiful when you see the show. We shot it in HD, so I walked around in the segment that I wasn't in so I could see the control, and you know what I'm talking about, the monitors.
Yes.
Where the production people are actually taking the shots, and it looks wonderful. It was very well lit. Our production people did a fabulous job, and we got some beautiful furniture from Crickets and, you know, Perspective 2, beautiful flowers on the tables, and really, I think you'll be impressed when you see it.
I'm quite sure I will. Well, I know what TV6 puts out, and they're not going to put out a product that isn't great. To remind everybody, this special, the first one of Six in the City, will air May 2nd at 7 p.m. on WLNS TV6. And we're looking forward to it, Ann. Thank you for taking some time to tell us about it this evening.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Ann Emmerich, who is anchor and reporter, noon news during the week at WLNS TV6. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.